Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Amy Carmichael called it the age-long minute, the period of time between when you pray asking God to undertake and the moment when His strong arm moves on your behalf. The age-long minute. John Ebeling had his age-long minute shortly after he finished college. As a missionary son, he had seen enough of God in the lives of his parents who had served God in China to know that God is there, that He hears and answers prayer. But John had forgotten that because of the financial pressure he was under and the stress of being a young father, working, trying to go to school, and to take care of the needs of a growing young family. "I've had it," he said. "I'm giving up on this whole business of Christianity." "Hold on, John," I said. "The ball game's not over." For John, it was the age-long minute when he almost despaired of ever seeing his prayers answered. Today, some 30 years later, John serves as a deacon in his church. He's gone through many different crises when he faced that age-long minute. He's come to understand that God's timetable is often different from ours. The age-long minute, when it seems the skies are brass and God is indifferent to your need, is often a time of great struggle. "Where are you, God, when I'm hurting? My child is at the point of death. Don't you care?" The disciples who walked with Jesus also had their age-long minute, too. It took place on the stormy Sea of Galilee at the end of a long day when Jesus had taught the multitude. Then he boarded the little fishing boat belonging to one of the 12 and started across the waters of Galilee. Weary and exhausted from his labors, Jesus lay down and fell asleep as the waters began to be troubled by the fierce wind which came whistling down the Jordan Valley. Actually, it wasn't a long time that Jesus slept, probably only a few minutes. But for the disciples, it seemed to last forever, until he arose from his sleep and commanded the waters to be calm. In times of need, the actual span of minutes or hours or days between the moment you call out to God for His help and the answer is surely only a few moments in the span of eternity. But caught in the hour of your need, it seems like an age-long minute. Amy Carmichael wrote, "Thou art my Lord who slept upon the pillow. Thou art my Lord who calmed the furious sea. What matter beating wind and tossing billows if only we are in the boat with Thee? Hold us quiet through the age-long minute while Thou art silent and the wind is shrill. What boat can sink when Thou, dear Lord, art in it? What heart can faint that resteth on Thy will?" Speaking of that age-long minute, the psalmist wrote, "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and He guided them to their desired haven." Friend, are you right now in the midst of an age-long minute? You have cried out for God's help, and you're still waiting for the answer. Don't despair. He's there, and He will answer in His time. Remember, if you can, the age-long minute ends with the intervention of our Father, and until it's past, you must trust in the Father's goodness and love, knowing His will is best. Hold steady, friend. Thank God the age-long minute never, ever lasts forever.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.